In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst men, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1, verse 1 and 14.
Being an oracle is not a title, but a responsibility. Make time and listen to Oracle Hour with Prophet Dele Adom, right here on Sambana Radio every Tuesday
at 12 p.m. GMT. Locate Exousia House Ministry every Sundays 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. and Tuesdays 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Lashibi Motors Bus Stop, the bus stop before the funeral home. For prayers, counseling, and inquiries, call 0246-111161, 0246-111161, or call 0246-260-630, 0246-260-630. God bless you. God.
To my cherished listeners, this is another edition of Oracle Hour on your favorite channel, Sambana Radio. It is a great privilege for me to be in your cars, your homes, and your offices. You are not going to remain the same. God is going to touch somebody. God is going to bless you through the message that is coming this afternoon. Prepare your heart. Be receptive to the word of God, because you will not remain the same. Let's have a word of prayer. Eternal Father, we bless you this afternoon. Have your way. I commit my listeners into your hands. Speak to the heart and the conscience of every soul listening to me this afternoon. Let somebody be blessed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the release of your grace. I emit power into somebody's life this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Let there be a release of your grace. Let there be a release of the supernatural. Let there be a touch of the Holy Ghost this afternoon in the name that is above every other name. Let somebody be blessed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. By the end of this broadcast, oh God, let somebody receive a testimony. Father, I bless you, I honor you, in Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. I am preaching a message entitled Sanctification. Sanctification. Now let's take our reading from the book of Romans chapter 8, the verse number 19. Let's hear the reading of God's word. Romans chapter 8, the verse number 19. For the endless expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Let me take it again. For the endless expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the endless expectations of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. May God bless the reading of his word. Hallelujah. Christianity is not a religion, but a call to manifestation. Christianity is not a religion, but a call to manifestation. The whole world is waiting for your manifestation and not your explanation or complaints. The only way to prove to the world that Jesus is alive is by the signs and wonders that we command. The only way we can prove to the world that we are the sons and daughters of God is the miracle, the signs and wonders we command. Child of God, people are not waiting for the excuses again. People are no longer interested in explanations again, but we are waiting, or people are waiting for miracles, signs, and wonders. Then Jesus said something. Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. John chapter 4, verse 48. Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. At a point in time, people were following Jesus, and Jesus said, people, I know your heart. You are not following me because of the miracles I am doing, or because of the food, but because of the miracles. So people follow people for all kinds of reasons. But for us, in order for people to believe the message we carry, there should be miracles, there should be signs and wonders, there should be manifestation of signs and wonders. John chapter 14, the verse number 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believe on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So in the will that our father left behind, one of the components of the will is for us to do signs and wonders. Is for us to do exploit. Is for us to do the unthinkable. In order for people to accept the gospel we preach to them. Child of God, the world is plagued with challenges. People are going through afflictions and difficulties. So even square meal, one square meal a day is a challenge. So in order for such a person to believe the gospel we are preaching, let it accompany signs and wonders. Because it is not enough to tell somebody Jesus loves when the person is going hungry. I remember something I read a few months ago about young Cho. How they went to a woman, going to preach to the woman, started talking to the woman about hell. And then the woman replied, said, "Man of God, if there is any place called hell, I am already in hell. I don't need to go to hell again because my life is hell." Then the man of God realized that, hey, the woman is really going through difficult times. If you want to eat, what's a problem? So he had to dip his hands into the pocket and feed the family. That was how come the man of God was able to win that family unto God. Child of God, there are challenges in this world today, but it will take the grace of God, it will take the mercy of God for people to accept the message of the cross. Some are plagued with sicknesses, incurable sickness and disease. So for such a person, it will take a wonder from God for such a person to believe the gospel we are preaching. How do you convince someone who is suffering from HIV, AIDS, diabetes, and stroke that Jesus loves him? It will take a supernatural act of God for such a person to believe the gospel we are preaching. As a child of God, walking in signs and wonders is our birthright. To be born again is to be born into signs and wonders. Miracles, signs and wonders is our birthright. It is written in the will that our father left behind before he departed into to heaven, or before he departed into eternity. So as a child of God, it is mandatory for us to walk in signs and wonders. No matter what the world throws at us, we are entitled to that right as children of God. We are mandated to enjoy the blessings of miracles, signs and wonders. In order for our gospel to be accepted, remember the word gospel means good news. In order for somebody to believe the news you are spreading, there should be evidence that God exists. How do you convince an atheist who is swimming in money that Jesus loves him? How do you explain yourself to somebody? You know, sometimes it becomes so difficult to convince the world about the existence of our Lord Jesus. Because sometimes, even the one carrying the message, when they look at you, is there any evidence that even God exists in your life? But you see, I have news for you. I have news for you this afternoon. No matter what the devil throw at us, there is a God in heaven who is still performing miracles every day. There is a God in heaven who is still performing signs and wonders. But you see, before miracles and signs and wonders could be performed, there is a platform on which we can stand in order for those things to be made accessible, in order for those things to be made possible for you and I. Sanctification is what gives you the platform and foundation for a life of signs and wonders. Before Jesus could operate in signs and wonders, he had a platform of holiness, purity, and sanctification. So to operate in signs and wonders, you must live a life that is pleasing unto God. See, you cannot live anyhow and command the attention of God. You cannot live anyhow and you command the attention of heaven. You can't be doing the bidding of the devil and then expect God to come to your attention anytime you speak. It is your holiness that gives heaven attention to whatever you do. Anytime a man lives a holy life, you give heaven an attention. Understand, holiness does not give you exemption from difficulties. Holiness does not give you exemption from afflictions and trouble. But holiness makes you a better person. Say, Archbishop Benson in the house. The fact that you are living a holy life does not mean that troubles will not come to you. But holiness makes you a better person. It makes you a tool in the hands of God for Him to use you. Holiness makes you a better person in the hands of God. Holiness gives you longevity. So in order for you to experience a life of signs and wonders, you need a platform of sanctification. You need to set yourself apart. You need to prepare your heart. You can't live anyhow and expect God to do wonders in your life. Anytime you sin against God, number one, understand that sin does not affect your spirit, because the day you got born again, your spirit is sealed with the Holy Ghost. But sin affects your soul and your body. Sin gives Satan authorization, audacity to attack every aspect of your life, because you open the door for him to have full control over your life. That is why you need to set yourself apart. You need to live a godly life. Never give Satan permission to destroy you. Before Jesus could operate in signs and wonders, he had platform for holiness, purity, and sanctification. So to operate in signs and wonders, child of God, you must live a godly life. You must live what? A holy life. A life of sanctification. A life that is pleasing unto God. The fact that people are living anyhow should not mean that you should also join them in doing whatever that pleases the devil. Never please the devil. You can never please that guy. You can't please Satan and his agent. Joshua chapter 3, the verse number 5. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. So the platform for that wonders to happen was sanctification. In order for God to visit them, Joshua says, sanctify yourself. In other words, purge yourself of every ungodliness, of every impure act, every unholy attitude. He said, purge yourself, sanctify yourself. That is the only way God will come to your rescue. Child of God, you can't live anyhow. You can't live like the worldly people and you expect God to come to your aid. Because our God is a holy God. So Peter said, be holy, for our Lord, our God, is a holy God. He can't give that which is holy to the dogs. You must endeavor, you must do everything within your means to live a life that is pleasing unto God. Do everything within your power to please God at any given time. Dedicate yourself to the service of the kingdom, to living a godly life. After getting everything that you want to get, what next? Today, in the quest for us to be rich, we've joined secret society, secret cult. But have you asked yourself, at what cost? At what expense are you deciding, or have you decided to sell your soul unto the devil? You sow your devil on the, you sow your conscience on the altar of God. You want to be among the upper class, but ask yourself, at what cost? Jesus said, if you want to build a house, won't you count the cost? So have you count the cost of what you are joining? You want to live a lucid lifestyle. You are the man. I have no problem. But have you sat down to count the cost of your actions? Whatever you are doing, there is always a cost factor. There is always a price factor. So whatever you are doing today, have you sat down to count the cost of your actions? Satan will not give you anything free. And whatever he gives you, there is always a price to pay. And you will pay with interest. That one, be rest assured. Child of God, no amount of money that Satan gives you will satisfy you or will satisfy you. I told you last week that Satan is limited in resources. So whatever he gives you, he will take it from you and give to another person and he will kill you on top. Satan does not play fair. That one that get it right. That guy does not play fair. He's such a wicked being. No wonder the word of God said in the book of Proverbs that the tender mercies of the devil is of cruelty. The tender mercies of Satan are cruelty. So you can imagine what his mercies are. Cruelty. So whatever he gives you, child of God, take your time. Sit down. Pause. At what cost? At what expense am I having this? It is good to make money. I love money because Bible says money is a defense. Money answers all things. We are living in part of the world where without money you have no respect. So money is good. Money is a tool. Money is a weapon. So if that weapon is in the hands of the wicked man, you can imagine that wicked man is going to advance the cause of the kingdom of darkness. That is why, as children of God, we need the blessings of God. We need financial blessing to advance the cause of the kingdom. But every blessing that you receive, understand that what, any blessing anyone is enjoying is either from God or from the devil. Where is your blessing coming from? In order for you to enjoy the blessings of God, you must sanctify yourself. So Joshua said, sanctify yourself, for in 3 days God is going to visit you. God is going to perform a wonder in the midst of your people. Child of God, God is prepared to come into your life. He's prepared to give you that long awaited miracle. But the question, are you prepared enough? Is your heart sanctified enough? Are you prepared for that miracle? Are you prepared for that signs and wonder that you are waiting for? Nothing comes on a silver platter. There is always a price factor to everything that we enjoy in this life. Even Satan does not give anything freely. There is always a price factor. So he says, sanctify yourself. How sanctified are you? How holy are you? How pure are you? I heard this message a few months ago from a very powerful man of God, and I was so blessed. How pure are you? How holy are you? How sanctified are you? Today, most of us, we are in church, but our lifestyle does not depict Christians. Yet, you are praying for God to visit you. Yet, your life is full of bitterness, unforgiveness. Your life is full of immorality, sleeping around, drinking around. Yet, you are expecting God to visit you. So you think it is your pastor who is not powerful? Give me a break this afternoon. I won't apologize for that one. You better change your lifestyle. Change your lifestyle, child of God. Change your lifestyle. Sin affects your body and then your soul. You give Satan permission to afflict you, to attack you. Sometimes we make the word of God of none effect in life because of our lifestyle. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. He accused God to us and then he accuses us unto God. How are you living your life? If the Son of Man should appear today, do you have a place in the kingdom of God? I repeat it today too. Your journey from today till the day you die is shorter than from the day you die. Eternity is longer than what you do from today to the day you die. Think about it. Don't live anyhow. The fact that people are misbehaving shouldn't give the authorization to also live anyhow. You might not be lucky. Sanctification is the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of a degenerated Christian that purifies and quickens the conscience of his life. You need sanctification, and it is only done by the help of the Holy Spirit in a degenerated Christian. Until you are sanctified, you cannot see wonders. Sanctification is essential for every child of God because it guarantees divine intervention. You are praying for God to intervene in critical areas of your life, yet you are living unholy life. You are trusting God to intervene in that medical issue, yet you are living anyhow. You are trusting God to intervene in that financial crisis, yet you are living anyhow. Just because of iPhone, look at how you put your life on the stock exchange. You put your destiny on stock exchange, the highest bidder. Just because of iPhone, you are trading your body. Just because of mobile phone. Yeah, you are expecting God to do a wonder, to perform a miracle in your life. Shame on you. You don't place value and honor on your body. You reduce your body to a level of a mobile phone. Sometimes not even original iPhone, Chinese iPhone. Or Chinese phone. That's how you've reduced your body to. And you don't see anything wrong with that. Yet you are crying to God for a miracle. You are already performing a miracle, child of God. You are already performing a miracle. Continue. But you see, there is an appointed time for everything under this sun. There is a day of judgment. Whatever you came to do in this life, remember you are a steward. You account for your stewardship one day. You stand before the owner of your life. You give account of your of your reign on this earth. Our words will pass through fire. Whatever you came to do with your life. Dedicate your life. Dedicate your time to the things of the kingdom. Every day, receive. Thank God, continue receiving. But where are you receiving those things to? The one that gives the things you are receiving, say, sanctify your life. Purify your life. Live a holy life. Then you see my glory. Yet you say, no way. You say, no way. All that you do, you are on a stealing spree. You steal every now and then. You don't see anything wrong with that. Shame on you. As for fornication, you are champion. You've gotten medals, gold medals. No problem. But be rest assured that the day of reckoning will come. You are sleeping around, married men and married women. You don't see anything wrong with that. Meanwhile, your wife and your husband is in the house. You go to church every Sunday. Everybody should to be a godly person. But your heart is very bitter. your heart is very dark. May God show you mercy this afternoon. May God deliver your soul from distraction. Turn a new life wherever you are this afternoon. Turn a new life wherever you are this afternoon. For a day is coming. A day of reckoning will surely come. Jesus is going to require from you. Jesus is going to demand accountability for whatever you are doing with your life today. Wherever you are listening from, it is never too late to make amends with whatever you are doing with your life. It is never too late for you to make a U-turn. Return back to your maker. Return back to him. Return back to your maker. He is waiting for you like the prodigal son. You can't afford to be living the way you are living. Return back to your maker. He is still waiting for you. The last place you left me, he is still standing there waiting for you to come back. He said, my son, my daughter, I am still waiting for you. Come back to me. I still love you. It is never too late to return back to God. He is your father. He is your creator. That's the reason why he went to the cross in order for us to be saved. Don't be far from him. He is waiting for you. His love is everlasting. The word of God declares that he first loved us. So his love is endless. No sin is too big for him not to forgive. No matter how dirty you are, he said, come back to me. My blood will cleanse and wash you. In order for you to intervene in every area of your life, you need to sanctify yourself. You need to prepare your heart. Because he can't live in a filthy environment. Our God is a holy God. Say, be holy, for your Lord, your God is a holy God. Even when you consult oracles, they give you specific instructions to adhere to. If you violate them, you know the consequences. How much more our God who created us? We fear Satan than we fear God. It is easy to love God without fearing God, but it is very difficult to fear God without loving God. It is easy for you to say, I love God. It is easy for everybody to say, I love God. But you see, you cannot fear God without loving him. But you can love God without fearing him. If you fear God, you love him. He said, if you love me, keep my commandment. Are you keeping the commandment of God? Are you keeping the instructions of God? He's waiting for you this afternoon. He's waiting for you this afternoon. You put thousands and one petition before him. You are expecting him to step into your life. But one leg is in the house of God. The other one is in the world. Even Satan will not tolerate this one. Yet you are expecting God to come to a standstill because of you. Because you are crying to him. Stop living in fool's paradise. It is not going to happen today. It will happen tomorrow. Let's amend our ways. You are in the house of God. You are full of lies. Your conscience is dead to the truth. You sow tears among brethren. You are unforgiving. Yet you are expecting God to forgive you. You can't forgive your sister. You can't forgive your brother. You are expecting God to forgive you. As well, this one, I won't forgive him. Who are you? I can't can't forgive you. I can't forgive her. As for this one, I can't take it again. Oh, really? Yet you are praying to God to forgive you. You are very funny. You are very funny. You are the most unserious person I've ever seen. Anything you are expecting people to do to you, do unto others. If you are expecting forgiveness, forgive others. If you are expecting loyalty, be loyal unto people. If you are expecting commitment, be committed to people. You are very disloyal, yet you are expecting loyalty from people. You betray people, yet you are expecting people not to betray you. You are expecting people not to stab you in the back. I always tell people, there are two scriptures that govern the affairs of this on this universe. You can't pray through them. You can't pray your way out them. You can't pray your way out of this scripture. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 and Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. Whatsoever seed you sow, believe, child of God, you reap it. What are you talking about? You reap it. So whatever you want people to do unto you, do it unto others. Psalm 45 verse 7 and 8. Thou love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, have anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell with myrrh and aloe and cassia, out of the ivory places whereby they have made thee glad. Our God loves righteousness. He hates wickedness. But you are very wicked. You are very wicked. You can't bless anybody. You can't help people. It is always about you and your family. You are very selfish. It is always about me. Our God is a God who loves holiness. He hates wickedness. But most of us, we are so wicked in the house of God that if some of the things we do, unbelievers don't even do them. But if you are listening to me and you are not saved, you are not born again, yours is even worse. Because you die and go to hell. If you are not born again, I am calling upon you this afternoon that accept Jesus as your Lord, the personal Savior, because it is not too late. I told you last week that you will not go to hell because you fornicate. You will not go to hell because you commit adultery. Those ones affect your body, but you go to hell because you fail to accept Christ as your Lord, the personal Savior. Fornication, adultery, they are the sins that affect your body and your soul. They will not affect your body. These sins affect your body. So you go to hell for not accepting Christ as your Lord, the personal Savior. So if you are listening to me and you are not born again, I am giving you this opportunity to make this quality decision. The greater decision anybody can make is to accept Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Adultery affect you. Stealing affect you. God will not go to prison for stealing. BNR will not go after God for stealing. But BNR police will come after you when you steal. The laws of the republic will deal with you. When you chase after somebody's wife or somebody's husband and the person pronounces a curse on you, if God did not show you mercy, that one, it will affect your body and your soul, not your spirit. That curse will go into effect automatically if God did not show you mercy, if you don't cry and go for forgiveness. So you need to accept Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Amend your ways wherever you are listening to me from. Amend your ways. He is waiting for you. I'll keep telling you this. Money is good. I love money. In fact, I love three things under this sun. God number one, money number two, then my wife, the third one. Very, very important. Money is very, very important. But you see, after the money, what next? After getting all the money you are looking for. So today, because of money, you are willing to sacrifice somebody. Because of money, you see young guys doing sakawa, blood money. Our conscience is dead today. But God is ministering to you wherever you are listening from. Whether you are safe or not safe, God is ministering to you wherever you are listening from. He is giving you a second chance. God is giving you another chance. You may not be lucky. You may go to bed last today, tonight. You may not wake up tomorrow morning. Where are you spending eternity? Where are you going to spend eternity? Eternity is all endless. Whether hell or heaven, it is all endless. So think about it. Before you misbehave, think about it. Where are you going to spend eternity? Oh, Freemason, they'll give you everything you want in this life. It is true. Lord, just mention them. Is it not a big cast? You want to live in plush residential area. It is good. But at what cost? At what expense? Think about them before you are lured into some of this. I want to be charitable this afternoon. Wherever you've got into in this life with the devil, enough of it. Come back. Come back. Because God in heaven still loves you. For this purpose, the Son of Man was manifest, that the works of the devil should be destroyed. Ungodliness is the works of the devil. That's the reason why Christ was manifested, to destroy these activities of darkness. If you set your heart for God, God will surely bless you, my dear. God will bless you no matter how. God is going to bless you. Don't allow anybody to deceive you. God anoint you for wonders when you forsake sin. Sanctification also enables you to have a relationship with God. When you sanctify yourself, it gives you a platform, a relationship with God. God comes to dine with you. John chapter 8 verse 29, for I always do things that please him. John chapter 8 verse 29b, for I do always those things that please him. Do you please your maker? Do you please your creator? Today we please men, then we please God. You revere your boss, your earthly boss, than you revere God. When you see your boss, you are shaking. But nothing about the kingdom of God moves you. When you see people who have money, you are willing to lie down for them, to even walk on you. But when it comes to the God that gives you life, nothing about him moves you. This afternoon, may God show you mercy and deliver your soul. And deliver your soul from distraction. Before you blame your pastor, sit down and ask yourself critical questions. What am I not doing right as a child of God? Before I am blaming my pastor. Before thinking that your pastor is not doing enough for you. Your relationship with God is an individual affair. your pastor can only pray and fast for you. But if your personal relationship with God is broken, forget it. I will tell you the truth. No matter your pastor intercede for you, no matter he prays for you, if you have personal relationship with God, forget it. Forget it. Work at your own salvation with fear and trembling. Stop fooling around. Stop misbehaving around. You insult everybody that can, you have no conscience. You even insult people who present you before God. You have no regard for God, and even the one God set over you, yet you are expecting the blessings of God. May God show you mercy this afternoon. May God show you mercy this afternoon. Now, fact is that guarantee sanctification this afternoon. New birth. When you are born again, your spirit rules over the flesh. John chapter 3, verse 3. When you are born again, your spirit rules over the flesh. So Nicodemus went to Jesus in the night. He said, except a man be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. So in order for you to see the kingdom of God and its privileges, you need to be born again. You need to accept Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. That is the only way you can experience kingdom blessings, courtesies, and privileges. In order for you to enjoy the wonders of God, you must be full of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit dominate your life. Have a life full of the Spirit. Some of us, we are too carnal. We are very carnal. We are always in the flesh. We are always in the flesh. Nothing about that is spiritual. Everything about that is carnality. We elogize carnality. We elevate carnality. But this afternoon, I recommend the Holy Spirit to you. Be spirit-led. Be spirit-led. Consciously walk in the Spirit. Walk in purity. From today, consciously walk in purity, walk in holiness, walk in sanctification, and launch your life into an endless season of signs and wonders. In order to experience an endless season of signs and wonders, you need sanctification. You need to live a life of godliness. Don't live anyhow. Don't live anyhow. I saw, don't live anyhow. You know very well that the offer that is being given to you, that offer is not a sanctified offer. But because you want to live above your means, so it's like you are doing you accept everything that comes your way, knowing very well that what you accept is not even clean. May the Lord be merciful to you this afternoon. May God enlighten you this afternoon. May the word of God redeem you this from every death, from every filthiness. Sanctification will give you longevity. Sanctification will deliver your soul from premature death. Today, many young boys are dying, many young girls are dying before their time because of lawlessness. We are becoming lawless. We don't know what is called order, spiritual order. physical order. We don't know it. Some of us, because you bless a certain over, so it is enough to be rude. I pity you this afternoon. I pity you this afternoon. Don't expose your life to danger. Don't expose your life to the beast on the earth to devour because of your carelessness. This afternoon, the Lord remember you. The Lord remember you this afternoon and deliver your soul from every entanglement of this world, from the lust of the flesh, from this wicked world and it and evil delicacies. Satan is on the loose, looking for careless Christians to attack. Don't be a careless Christian. I say, oh, don't be a careless Christian. Don't live anyhow. Wherever you are falling short this afternoon, I present Jesus Christ unto you. It is not too late. It is never too late. Come back to your creator. Come back to your maker. He is your father. He will never disown you. Accept your weakness. Accept your sin. Accept your shortcomings. Accept your shortfalls. Confess your sins. Tell him, Father, I am sorry. I need you. I need you. I need you. I need you. I need, tell him, Father, I need you. Amos chapter 5 verse 4 says something. For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me and ye shall live. So in order for you not to die, you need to seek God. You need God in order for you to live a long life on this planet earth. You need God. He says, seek me whilst I may be found. Seek me and ye shall live. So in order for you to live, in order for not to die spiritually and physically, you need to see God. You need to see God, child of God. You need to seek him. Seek him. Seek him. Seek him. Seek him. There is no life that can be compared to God kind of life. There is no life that can be compared to God kind of life. That is the greatest life, Zoe life, the Zoe life of God. The God kind of life. When that life is planted in you, no sickness can attack you. No sickness can take you to your early grave. Nothing can attack your godly inheritance. No amount, no strong wind can blow your marriage apart, your finances apart, because God is with you. Seek God while he's found. The life of God immune you, give you immunity from the wickedness of this world. From the evil of this world, the life of God give you immunity against the distractions of this world, against Satan and his delicacies, against Satan and his poisons. Child of God. This afternoon, the love of God is shed abroad in our heart. The love of God is shed abroad on our heart. Receive the love of God. Receive the love of God this afternoon. Receive the love of God this afternoon. Receive the love of God this afternoon. Jesus loves you. He cares for you. He thinks about you. He cares and thinks about you. You are a candidate of signs and wonders. You are a candidate of miracle. A candidate of signs and wonders. A candidate of breakthrough. But that thing can only be made available when you dedicate your life, when you sanctify yourself unto God. Today, even in the kingdom, people are chasing after other gods for them to remain relevant, in order for them to be popular, in order for them to exhibit power. But you see, at what expense? At what expense? This afternoon, the Lord remember you. The Lord visit you and deliver your soul from the hands of the evil man. May the trap of the enemy be delivered from the trap of the enemy. Seal the blessings of God. I speak into your life today, wherever you are falling short, may God show you mercy. May God deliver you from distraction. I speak restoration into your family. Restoration into your marriage. Restoration into your finances. Restoration into your health. I speak restoration into your soul. That from today, you will not die before your time. Even if you've committed any sin against God, may God show you mercy and deliver your soul from every distraction. Let the hand of God be upon you for good and not for evil. The Lord bless you. The Lord deliver you from the hands of the wicked one. Be blessed. Be established. The Lord remember you this day. May your name be written in the Lamb book of life, that when Jesus shall appear in the clouds with his angels, your name will also be written in the book of life, that you will not be found wanting. That from today, Jesus will not say on that day, that ye workers of iniquity, depart from me. That you will not be classified as people that work iniquity. Child of God, people may see you to be a good person, but it is only God who knows your heart. People may be pressing you to be a good person, but the fact it is only God who knows you. It is only God who knows your character. Reputation is what people know you for, but true character is what God knows you for. So it is only God who knows who you are. People may applaud you. People may sing your praise that you are a good person, you are a godly person, but it is only God who knows you. And you know deep down your heart who truly you are. So today, make that quality decision. Repent and dedicate your life for God. I thank you this afternoon for your reception, for being receptive to the word of God. My name is Pastor Dela Adom, the lead pastor of Azusa House Ministry International, a New Testament church located at Lashebi Shalom Motors. Come and fellowship with us this and every Sunday from 8:30 to 11 o'clock. And every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We believe in the word of God. We believe in prayer. We believe in the prophetic, because we believe that God is still speaking to his children. We believe in authentic prophetic ministry. Come and experience the word of God. Come and experience sound teaching, sound doctrine. We teach the good word of God. Come and hear the word of God. If you don't have any church you call your church, I am inviting wherever you are listening from, Sakumono, Nungwa, Spintex, and the four corners of Accra and beyond, I am inviting you to Azusa House Ministry International this and every Sunday, 8 to 11 o'clock in the morning, and your life will never remain the same. Once again, my name is Pastor Dela Adom. It is a privilege coming to you once again from Sam Bernard Radio, your channel of grace. This afternoon, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. May the hand of God be upon you for good and not for evil. May Jehovah God remember you and remember you for good. Let evil be far from you. Let wickedness be far from you. I speak over your life. May the God that bless, bless you and bless your household. May God bless your finances. May God bless your marriage. May God bless your health. You will not die before your time. Your marriage will not collapse in the name of Jesus. That relationship will not break down in the name of Jesus. From today, receive the glory of God. Receive the grace of God to excel in Jesus' name. I declare you blessed. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name I pray thanksgiving. Amen. Peace. Shalom. Bye-bye.
Conquer, 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 con